you came, well, I want to ask you two things. I was trying to study, are you interested in flowers?
Yes, I like flowers very much.
And weeds?
No, I don't think I care for the weeds.
You don't?
No.
Not in the garden, of course.
No.
But wildflowers?
Yes, I like wildflowers.
I just wondered if where you had lived, what kinds of wildflowers you had?
Well, quite a number that I never knew the names of.
You didn't pay any special attention to the
wildflowers? No, I just knew they were pretty and I liked them, that was all. Some of them I knew the names, but most of them I didn't.
Uh-huh.
The common kind I knew.
Yes. Well, what kind would you think you liked the best or knew?
Well, I like the wood violets.
The wood violets, mm-hmm. And did they grow all over the place? Where did they grow?
Well, they grew mostly around places when we used to go down to Capeway. We found them alongside the road.
Mm-hmm.
But not up here. The soil didn't seem to be right for them.
No.
Because we transplanted quite a few of them, my husband and I, but they never did anything. Mm-hmm. Soil just wasn't right. You still live at the old house?
Yes, all alone.
In there? Oh, you had a dog, didn't you?
Yes, but the dog was, when it was 17 or something, died, and so we buried her, but and very sad about it.
We had
and then we had, we were given, Mike was given another dog, but, and when he died, she, and I was away, she got so lonesome that I finally gave her to somebody. She was an Irish setter, and I gave her to someone who had an Irish setter and loved them, and so that was a happy home for her, because she just, if I would go marketing and then go visiting, let's say I'd go to the Paul's or someplace or be invited out for dinner, by the time I got home, she was so worried and unhappy that I just couldn't keep her. And once I was invited away and had to put her in a kennel, and she rubbed her fur off in the kennel and paw,
yeah.
And so it just wasn't practical.
Well, we
when
had
you first moved here, excuse me.
I was going to say, we had a beautiful, he was a police dog, really. Some called him a shepherd, but he was really a police dog. And we had him, he was 17 years old in January, and we had to put him to sleep. Mm-hmm. He'd have been 18 in August had he lived.
Mm-hmm.
And we felt pretty bad about it.
Yeah. Now, when you first came, when we first moved here, we didn't have any electricity. Did you have electricity and everything?
No.
What did you do for, you came in 1921, and in 1921, when you came, we had no electricity. We had a well and a pump and a cistern and a privy. Now, did you have...
Well, we had the privy outside.
Yes.
But we didn't have a... We had a...
Where was this? This was
on the Cornell Road.
On the Cornell Road.
We had electric lights after a while. We had an Aladdin's lamp, they called it, with a mantle. It made a gas lamp at first.
Uh-huh. When was the gas lamp?
Oh, that was in about 1926, I guess. Then we had electric lights we put in, and we had with all the batteries to run it.
Oh, you did?
And we had that in about 29 or 30, we had that put in.
Mm-hmm. Well.
But we still had the outside privy.
Yes. And you still, what'd you do for, when you...
Well, we had a well drilled.
You had a well drilled.
Yeah.
You didn't have a dug well. You
no.
had a drilled well.
We had a drilled. We had it drilled.
Drilled. Mm-hmm. And we see when we first came, our well was a dug well.
Yes.
And we didn't have it well drilled for, until 1960.
Well, we had a well drilled over. We didn't have, we had a dug well on Adamsville Road, and then we, about 6 years ago, we put in a drilled well.
So that would be in 1969 or 68.
Yes, that we put the drilled well in. We had a dug one up until then on Adamsville Road. But of course, we had electricity.
And so you just had a pump in the basement or in the house someplace, and the pump pumped the water into the house.
Yes.
And all that.
Yes, we have that from the drug well.
Yes. Well, that's what we had until we put in. Well, what happened was that a willow tree was planted above our dug well, and Mr. Giles had to go down into the dug well all the time to cut the roots of the willow tree because it took so much of the water. And we were all the time having to go up to the town hall and get water from the town hall pump.
Well, you see, we had trouble with the roots, but we had a big willow tree, and it was beside the cesspool, away from the well. Mm-hmm. So they went into the well, into the cesspool, rather the well.
Oh, how clever. That's wonderful.
So we didn't, it wasn't bothered with the roots in the well.
Mm-hmm. And is the willow tree still there?
No, I think it was 54 hurricane demolished that. Pulled it right up by the roots. It just gets to look beautiful, too.
How many hurricanes have you lived? What happened in the 38 hurricane?
Well,
where were we living then?
I was on Cornell Road.
On Cornell Road, in the 38 hurricane. What kind of damage did that do?
It didn't do too much to us. It lifted the garage off its foundation and kind of took some of the roof off, but that was about all. I was very fortunate. I just got over the bridge when the big wave hit.
Oh, yes, you were lucky.
Yes, well, there was a story goes of that. I was working for Marguerite Manchester, and we went down to clean up, and just friendly argument. She says, I said, let's go swimming. She says, let's clean the kitchen first. I said, no, no swim, no clean. And we went it back and forth, and finally she says, well, let's not do anything, let's go home.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't got home, and we just got over the bridge when the wave struck.
Yes.
Westport Point Bridge.
Yes.
And she says to me, well,
where did Marguerite Manchester live?
Well, she lived almost opposite the Westport Point Church. We were great friends for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm. And so you had been over to the beach.
Yes, we were over there.
And
but we went to clean the kitchen in the restroom. And then we got to fooling and arguing, and we went home without doing anything.
Went to clean the kitchen in the restaurant?
Yes.
That was the one on the beach?
Yes.
What they call it? You see, I didn't live here then.
I was just trying to think. You know, things better. I forget things terribly easy. Oh, I can't remember now.
You and Marguerite Manchester and then you decided to take a swim, and then you decided not to take a swim, so you hurried home.
Well, she wouldn't swim first, and I wouldn't clean first.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we'd go home and do either.
Yes, I think that's so cute. And how lucky you were.
We were lucky, because we'd have been in swimming.
Yeah, and that would have been the end.
Yes, it certainly would.
Mm-hmm. And you just got over the bridge.
Just at the
end. You were driving a car.
I was.
When you first came down here, did you have a car?
Oh, yes, I had one. We lived in Somerville.
Yes, and in Carver.
Yeah, well, I didn't have any then. They weren't very popular then. They were just coming out.
So what did you do for driving? Did you drive a horse and carriage?
I used to drive to high school in the bad weather and ride the bicycle in the good weather.
Drive the horse and wagon.
Yeah, and four other pupils that went to high school the same time I did.
Do you know when that was?
You see, I went to high school when I was... I was born in 1893, and I went to high school when I was 12 years old. That was my first year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can figure that out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I...
But after you came to Somerville, you had a car.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we had one there.
And from then on, you did.
Yes. I guess so. I used to drive a truck for my husband. He wouldn't drive.
He wouldn't?
Would not, unless he was forced to.
No.
If I wasn't around, he had to get something. He'd go, but otherwise not.
No.
No, I drove through Canada.
Well, he was amazing in that. Did he always have just one arm?
Well, no. He wasn't born. He really didn't have an arm. He had two, but one was like this.
Uh-huh.
When he was born, he found wounds, and the doctor said to him, put it into a sling and keep it there. And they kept it in the sling for 5 years.
When he was a baby?
Yes. When he was born, that was him. And the cord here drew from here to here, grew from there.
Uh-huh.
And another one grew across here.
Yeah.
And he had a double ball and socket joint in his shoulder.
Oh.
So when he...
So that's how he did it.
Yes.
And so then he'd hold the nails...
I wish you could have seen him, Mrs. Giles, work. Men used to come there and they'd say, turn around after watching him and say, I don't believe it.
No. Because he was faster than if he'd had everything all just normal.
Nobody could believe how he could put out the work he did. And he had all his own patterns. No,
he made up his own designs for the boat.
All his own boats.
Mm-hmm. Did he do those at home or when he was in his workshop?
In the workshop, he'd make them right up. Because if somebody brought a plan in and wanted one to buy it, he would make that.
Yes.
But nearly all of them were his own plans.
Well, he was, he's like your grandson, Albert. I think he's a genius.
He is.
I really think he is. And I guess that your great-grandson is going to be a genius. What does he want to do?
I don't know, but he
studies all the time.
He's got A-plus in everything he has done.
I know.
They can't teach him anything more at the high school.
I know.
And now he's in college in Boston.
Oh, he is?
Yes, for 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
He got the Harvard Book of the Year.
He did?
Yes.
Well, let me put that down.
He's a smart boy, and I don't
he's just...
I don't say it because he's my grandson.
Oh,
and he is. I believe in giving credit.
Well, I think your family, your whole family must have just been awfully smart.
Well, I've got another grandson that's way up in electronics and things. Uh-huh. He's working. He's Raytheon or somewhere. He's working. Yep, they're all pretty smart in their own way.
Yes. Well, you're
all
lucky.
These boys, I couldn't be more
proud
of
them. Well, you couldn't be more. I mean, Albert, I think is the nicest person practically I know.
Yes, he's wonderful. And he thinks he couldn't live till he got his grandmother over here. He didn't want me. Neither did my daughter. She lives right down.
I know.
And he wouldn't live till he got me over here. Yeah. Because he said that. At night, alone there, he said he's worried terribly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had quite a lot of blackouts. But I've been fine ever since I've been over here.
Yes. Well, that's because you were nervous.
Well, I don't know. Of course, I kind of an awful lot of sickness.
Yes.
But I'm fine now.
Well, he's so kind. He's helped me so much. I couldn't live down there in the woods alone if it weren't for Albert coming and plowing out in the winter when it's, you know, bad and all that. It's, well, and, or, let's say one day it was raining, just raining cats and dogs, just terribly. And I was stuck out nowhere, and I got to a telephone and called him, and he was there in 5 minutes.
Yes, yes.
You know, yes. And he stood out in the rain and got his clothes all wet, and didn't seem to, I mean, he didn't seem to mind.
No.
I felt terrible about it, but,
No, he's very accommodating. He lived with me for several years.
When he did?
Yeah,
before he was married?
No, oh, yes, mm-hmm. When he was a little fellow.
Yes.
So he'd be near the river, and...
Uh-huh.
He was working.
How close to the river did you live?
Well, just outside. You go through Adamsville and go down the road then, just
yes.
A little ways.
Yes.
And then you could go down the river there. Mm-hmm.
Did you sail?
No.
You didn't sail?
No.
Mr. Hart sail?
He used to.
Uh-huh.
He used to sail and go till after. We got working on boats, and we bought one. It was funny. We took a boat and trade, and we had a and we didn't have any boat. And so we're going to row down the river and take this boat down to a man that we had repaired for him.
Mm-hmm. Come in. Hi. Oh, hi. We're just talking about boats and how you did not sail, how your grandfather did not sail. I mean, how he took a boat and trade, and then...
Well, we got down there. We were started down. He said, oh, I'm never going to row down there. Take the truck and go and buy a boat. So I took the truck and went down to Shawty Leach's and bought a motor and brought it back, and we used the motor to go down and come back, and that's the only... And one other day, that's all we ever used it. We sold it.
Oh, really?
Well, he didn't have the time. He couldn't take the time.
Yes. Well, now, when I was, I'm interested in all kinds of things about the way you lived. When you first came down in the 1920s, isn't that right?
Yes, 1921.
Where did you do your shopping?
Fall River.
Fall River. You did, or New Bedford.
Yes.
For instance, for marketing, for groceries, did you have a garden, or did you...
Well, one of the first year we were down here, we did, but after that, we didn't.
You went to town. You didn't, there wasn't any grocery store...
Well, there was,
nearby,
but I don't know, I just got so used to buying in the big markets that I couldn't seem to find what I wanted in the small
mm-hmm.
ones.
And so you drove?
Oh, yes. I did all of that.
Didn't drive most of the time, so you drove into either Fall River or New Bedford.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I drove.
How often did you go? Did you market very often?
Oh, I'd go in about once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he had to go in for anything, why, of course I drove in because he didn't like to drive. He could, but he didn't want to. So then I'd pick up a few things while he was doing his
fish. Yes. Did you fish?
Yes.
Did he fish or you fish? Or
me fish? Oh, no.
No?
No.
Don't laugh now, Albert.
My grandma was a cod player. Not a fisherman.
Not a fisherman.
She was a cod player.
Yes.
Tell tales on me.
I'm just learning, you know. I used when I was in high school, I played bridge a lot, and then Mike didn't like to play bridge, so I stopped. And now I've made some friends who love to play bridge, and I'm trying to learn. It's awfully hard, you know. I played auction bridge. Now I'm learning contract bridge, and it's a very different thing.
Yeah, I played auction a little, but I never learned I filled in, and I didn't know how to even count my points when I quit, but I used to play some just to fill in somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to bid, and if I tell them I didn't know how to play, and then I'd bid, and about always would come out way ahead, they'd say, yo, she don't play bridge, she don't know but it was, I didn't.
I know.
I leaned on them to count my points and things,
Well, did Mr. Hart fish? Or was he too busy to
no,
fish?
No, he fished in his younger days, yes.
But he was a boy and
yes,
so on.
Yes, up until he was about 22.
Mm-hmm.
but he was too busy after that to go.
What did he catch? What did he go for? What did he? What
kind
nothing
of fish? Special, just fishing. Flat.
Now, for instance, when the over in this river, when the herring are running, everybody's out fishing, you know, or, I mean, all the Paul families down and off the other river, get, you know, with the buckets and high boots and all trying to get herring. He didn't do that kind of thing.
No, I never knew him to. I knew him
Albert,
many
do you
years.
Fish?
Yes, bullfish, heron. I like to go heron.
He's got quite a good sized bowl.
I don't like bucket. But we just eat the roe. We don't
eat the fish? You just have the fish roe?
Just the roe.
Uh-huh. You don't like to feed the fish?
Heron are very bony. They're very bony fish.
Uh-huh. And, so you have herring roe. But a bluefish or a bass you eat, don't you?
Oh, definitely. Uh-huh. Sure. Definitely. Unfortunately, I haven't caught any this year, so I haven't eaten any this year.
I don't know if you've had time.
I've been out two or three times.
I've
had no luck at all.
Uh-huh. The kids catch a fish in his family.
It's true, too.
Because
of Diane.
Yeah,
Diane,
that was his wife. That was his wife.
Yes. And she fishes.
Yes, she loves to fish.